it was excellent getting back. I actually like this week a lot. We're not into the game plan mode, but what we are into is let's go right back to us. So it's almost like a camp mentality. And what I challenge the coaches and I challenge the players, what's an area of your game over these next 3 days that you can improve upon? Whether it was each position, they had something specific that they wanted to work on. And that started today, and I'd like to see that continue on to tomorrow and then into the next day. We'll talk about Jacksonville some at the end of the week, but for the next few days, it's really going to be the focus is about us and improving and finding those last spots. So difficult day from yesterday. You know, a lot of guys who had totally busted it and had to make some roster decisions. One of the things I was most encouraged about was the disappointment from the guys was leaving a group here that they've really connected with and gotten close with. I said that's a real tribute to the players that are here. They're creating the team chemistry, the culture, and the attitude of a team that you'd just be so wanting to be a part of. So that's where a lot of their disappointment lied. And with that, I'll open up questions regarding the week.
Coach Kamal going in there, you know, what is he going to give you? And then getting signed Deshaun today, you know, that's official now.
Yes, yeah, so we'll kind of give you the update there. So it was good to get Ish back today. He got into individuals, did the group work. He did the walkthrough today. Ish, a very bright player and one of our better tacklers. So now as we work through the week, we'll have to see, is he ready to play this weekend, this Thursday coming up, or do we have to wait a week? So that's what we'll find out as we get through the week. I don't have an answer for that yet. But what I can tell you is the communication, that part is on point, which you expect it to be with a guy like Kamal who's really onto the details. And then with Deshaun, crash course in studying. So he and Mark Wanigan get very close this week and spent a lot of time together. So he's played a lot of football. I know his toughness. I've seen that. And I know what his leadership's about. So we're thrilled to have him be a part of the group.
And Julio not practicing today with the group of six, I believe.
Yes. So there's a long list of guys who had just a variety of smaller ones. So hopefully we'll get some. He did not participate in anything today, and we'll see if he's able to do some tomorrow.
That's the ankle from the other day?
That's correct.
I didn't see Fuller out here.
Yes, Fuller was not. Wilds did not practice. I think there's a handful of other guys. Claiborne, Freeney, and I would think Freeney will go tomorrow. Claiborne, I'm not sure yet. He did well in his rehab today. He might do some tomorrow. I think I'll kind of put him in the Julio category. I'm not sure yet. Fuller will likely be out for the game this week.
Does he have to have any kind of surgery?
Not sure yet. And today's Sunday. He's getting a second opinion on his injury tomorrow, Vaughn. So we won't have that information until tomorrow.
That's a shoulder.
Yes, but no information to report. And I'll fill you in once I know more on that as he goes through the whole process.
How much should we make of the kickoff between, or is there a kickoff between Matt Bryan and Shane Glenn?
Well, we know Shane can kick well. And we brought him back in here. We know him. We trust him. And he looked great. And then it was great to see Matt today kick and seeing if he's healthy. And that was really the thing to see, is Matt healthy enough to participate and do his thing like he can. So we're anxious to take Matt Bryant through the week, and then we'll make a decision at the end. But it was good to see him kick today. He did well.
Right. With that position, I assume you're looking for is just reliability and consistency.
100%, yeah. And the good news is both those men have proven they are able to do that. So that's a good news for us that the candidate that we choose to go with is one that's totally trustworthy. Both these guys are NFL, you know, ball players and have proven it, and both here and elsewhere.
Now you brought in, you know, two veterans on defense, both a little bit later on in their careers.
Sure.
This kind of moves you were thinking about all along, or is it more, I know you had Keanu's injury, but is it more, you know, just reaction to what you've seen from your roster in total in camp?
Yeah, it wasn't a move regarding Deshaun that we were anticipating. But then when the injuries happen, you make some adjustments and you improvise and put the best plan together. And fortunately for us, Deshaun wanted to be a part of this group. And so we're fortunate to have him here. And now we'll get, you know, rocking with him all through this week to help get him ready to play for Thursday night. And as far as Freeney, we'd actually met for the first time last spring. We kept up through the summer. And so we're thrilled that both guys are here. Toughness and leadership is a big part of what a player like that can bring. And both those guys have loads of that.
Do you kind of have to almost balance the, you know, the draft and develop and all that you've talked about with that, with bringing in those veterans who are going to still be playing a role this year?
It's, to me, it's more which players have uniqueness that you can bring to your team. And then you try and work like crazy to learn them as best that you can and then feature those unique strengths. So for Dwight, we're going to try and put him in a, you know, position of the things that he does best. And we'll try and do the very same thing with Deshaun. As soon as we know him and learn him so well, we've seen him on tape a bunch. We know a lot of mutual people who've coached him and that he's played with, so we're excited to have him here.
The right guard battle was one we talked about last week. How did Schweitzer and Chester evaluate in Thursday's game?
Yeah, both of them had a lot of snaps, and we'll go with Chester going into this week, and we'll make a decision once this weekend is done. But both guys have done a good job battling. I really commend Chris on the way he's come back. You know, he had shoulder injury, missed, and just the amount of work that he's put in has been impressive. But you got to say the same for Wes too. In terms of his battle and his commitment to playing physical in the run game. So we've got a tough decision on that one.
I don't know if anybody asked you this at the beginning, but Corey Washington at the cornerback.
Yes, we snuck that in on you guys. But at any chance, if there's guys who can do something and have a unique skill set, we want to find out. So we have moved Corey over to corner for a good bit of practice. So we're going to work that over the next couple days. And then if he progresses, you may see him some there in the game as well.
Cool. Now that I got mentioned on one guy,
sure.
A secret, Jalen had a red jersey on for a little bit. Is it similar?
No. Yeah, he looked good at running back. But, no, that was just a case of a guy. We had a running back where we were short, so he just wanted to jump in and show he could do it, and he certainly can.